Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I still remember how thrilled I was to spend the summer at Uncle Ben's farm. Uncle Ben's farm was a place filled with endless fields, a lake resembling glass, and my older cousin Jack, whose wild ideas transformed even the most mundane chores into thrilling adventures. The tent was the best thing he bought that summer. One morning, Jack said,
"Let's camp by the lake. We can fish and cook them over a fire. It'll be fun to sleep outside tonight."
At the age of 11, I enthusiastically accepted. Of course I said yes.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We spent the entire day fishing, submerging our toes in the water, and laughed without any worries. Jack successfully caught 3 perches. I got 1 and a strange-looking boot. Our dads helped us put up the tent and build a fire. Jack and I carefully cooked the fish until it was crispy and a little burnt, just the way Jack liked it. When the sun went down behind the trees, the lake turned golden, and the shadows in the backyard got longer and thinner. I was taking in the beautiful view of the lake when I felt a strange tingle on the back of my neck. My eyes scanned through the woods around, and for a moment, I thought someone was watching us, though I saw no one. I didn't say anything to Jack because I knew he wouldn't believe me. Instead, he'll make fun of me for being a baby. But I kept looking at the trees behind the house until it got dark. The sound of the forest is one of a kind. A group of coyotes started howling in the woods. Their howls echoed all over the lake, making the night more mysterious. After dinner, we crawled into the tent, zipped it up, and listened to their howls. It took Jack just a few minutes to fall asleep. I lay there, looking at the nylon ceiling, my stomach still buzzing with worry. After 15 minutes, when I just started to doze off, I heard a noise. The fire outside was still going on, casting a dying glow on the tent. The howls of the coyotes were now replaced with the sound of chirping crickets. The woods felt too silent all of a sudden. I shook off the feeling of dread, thinking it was some wild animal, when I noticed someone standing just outside the tent. With the moonlight shining off the lake mixed with the soft, warm light from the fire, I could clearly see a man's shadow. I thought it was Dad at first. He might have come to see how we were doing. But whoever it was didn't say a single word, just stood there in complete silence. He was of average height with broad shoulders. My heart raced in my chest. I could hardly breathe. Then, very slowly, the figure crouched down. It bent its knees in strange ways, as if it didn't want to wake us up. Then, it pushed its face against the tent's mesh window. I stopped moving. It wasn't my father. I couldn't see the whole face, but what I could see made my stomach turn. The eyes were too wide and glowed in the dark, like a hungry wolf watching its prey. I could feel my palms getting sweaty and my throat dry. I wanted to yell, wanted to get Jack up, but I had a feeling that I shouldn't let this man know I can see him too. Who knows? If I make a noise, things might get worse. So I did the only thing I could do. I closed my eyes and pretended to sleep. Inside, I was praying that this man leave without any trouble. I don't know how long I lay like that. It could have been minutes. It could have been hours. I just kept my eyes closed and listened to my heartbeat like a drum in my chest. And then suddenly, I heard footsteps fading away. I was awake all night. I didn't open my eyes until the first light of dawn came into the tent. Jack was still snoring next to me, not knowing what just happened. When we finally got up and unzipped the flap, the grass outside was wet with dew and had footprints on it. The footprints were big and bare, and they circled the tent. I told Jack what I did last night, and he screamed for my uncle. When Uncle and Dad came, I told them about the guy. They looked in the backyard, along the tree line, and even by the lake. No one in the house had gone out during the night, and there were no signs that anyone else was close by. There were no tracks or shoes left behind, just prints. My dad said it was probably a bear. Uncle Ben said it might have been a drifter. But I still remember those eyes and the shadowy face pressed against the mesh window. Whoever or whatever was outside our tent that night didn't come searching for help. It definitely had some bad intentions. I still don't want to talk about what happened at Camp Echo Pines. My parents say I made it up. The counselor claimed that it was merely a trick of the shadows, but I know what I saw. I was excited when my parents dropped me off at the summer camp. Kids were running everywhere. I was excited to make new friends. Our camp counselor assigned us to cabins. The girls' cabin was on the left side of the campsite, and the boys' on the right. I shared a room with three other children, and we enjoyed having fun throughout the day. After dinner, we went back to our cabins, as we had an early morning hike the next day. Even if I was tired, sleep didn't come easy because of the new surroundings. The bunk beds creaked every time I moved, and the cabin smelled like old wood and bug spray. But I slowly drifted off. It was probably past midnight when I woke up with the urge to pee. I regretted drinking too much lemonade. The outhouse wasn't that far, but the thought of going out into the dark by myself spooked me. I didn't want to wake anyone else up because they were all snoring. I took my flashlight, unzipped my sleeping bag, and stepped out of the cabin door. The trees were moving slowly with the gentle breeze. The sound of crickets and hooting owls made the atmosphere more eerie. I walked over the gravel path holding the flashlight. Its beams bounced in front of me. I was halfway to the outhouse when I heard a rustle in the woods. It sounded like someone stepping on dry leaves. I stopped and looked around, but no one was there. I quickly reached the outhouse, wanting to get done ASAP. Just before entering, I pointed my flashlight at the deep woods behind it, and I saw something. There was a person standing between the trees looking at me. He had no clothes, only his underwear. His skin was pale, and his face was full of veins. He wasn't moving, just stood there. His eyes were wide and focused on me, while his arms hung at his sides. I gulped in fear, because he wasn't standing very far, and the fence between us was severely damaged.
"Hello?"
I yelled in a shaken voice. He blinked, but didn't say anything. The blank expression on his face made him look like a patient straight out of a mental institution. I called out again.
Do you need help?
He still didn't answer, but this time, he smiled. My body screamed at me to run, but I couldn't move. My legs felt like cement, and my hands shook so much that I almost dropped the flashlight. Then, all of a sudden, he took a step. I jumped. Dry leaves crunched under his bare foot as he started coming towards me. He wasn't running, just weirdly walking in my direction. He was so thin that I could see his ribs through his skin. It looked like he hadn't eaten in weeks. He kept coming at me, and I just stood there, completely drowned in trauma and shock. When he was only inches away, I heard my counselor's voice echoing from the campsite.
"Who's there?"
"What's up, Foos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino."
His loud call brought me to reality. I turned around and ran down the gravel path, my flashlight making strange shadows on the trees around me. I was wheezing and crying, and my eyes started to hurt. I fell once and cut my hand on the gravel, but I got back up. I just wanted to get to the cabin, close the door, and never come out. My counselor saw me running like a lost kid. He stopped and asked why I was so late. I told him about the man in the woods. He immediately woke up the other camp volunteers, and they all searched the campground for possible intrusion. When they saw the broken fence, they became worried because it allowed not only people, but also wild animals to enter the campground. The team took me to the office for first aid. The search went on for almost an hour, but no sketchy dude in underwear was found in the area. The next morning, the maintenance guys were called, and they repaired the fence. The counselor also informed the local cops just for safety purposes. We continued camping a week more, but I didn't go out of the cabin after dark. I deliberately drank less water so I wouldn't have to go pee. Slowly, everyone said I just hallucinated because no one else saw him apart from me. Do you also think it was my imagination? Hi, I am Tristan, and last month I attended a summer camp. I never thought ghost stories were real, at least not before Camp Nightshade Grove. It was supposed to be just another summer with crafts, canoeing, campfires, and maybe a silly crush or two. But on the third day, I heard people talking about the Ash Cabin. One morning, while we were making clay crafts, one of the older girls pointed at the woods and said,
"There's an old cabin back there. In the 1950s, a fire hazard trapped a counselor inside the cabin. They say he screamed for help, but no one could get to him in time. They never found the body. Some nights, campers say they see a man walking through the woods smelling like ashes. My brother said, if you hear crackling outside your tent, don't ever come out, because he's still looking for someone to take his place. Someone who burn like he did."
She laughed like it was all a joke. However, her tone suggested that she had a more profound understanding of the situation. I couldn't stop thinking about it, so I told my best friends, Lucy and Brian, at lunch about visiting that cabin. Lucy said with a smile,
"Let's do it!"
We had to hike for 15 minutes in the trees behind the archery range to find it. Ash Cabin stood isolated, in disrepair, and weathered by the sun. The roof was sagging, the windows were gone, and the door creaked when we walked in. Everything looked deserted, but the smell was the strangest thing. It smelled like someone had burned there yesterday, with charred wood and old smoke hanging in the air, sharp and heavy. We didn't stay for long. Brian said he thought someone was watching us. I acted like I wasn't scared, but I couldn't help but look at the shadows, waiting for something. Someone to come out until we reached the campsite. I thought that would be the end of it. But that night, something unimaginable happened. It was around 1 a.m. in the morning when I opened my eyes, smelling a lot of burnt wood. For a second, I thought our cabin was on fire. I sat up in bed, coughed, and looked around the room. The lights were out, everyone else was asleep, and there was no sign of fire. Just the smell choking the air around, getting thicker each second. I got out of bed and walked over to the window to see if something outside was on fire. That's when I saw him. He was only a few inches away from the glass, a tall man, or what once was a man. Half of his face was slick and pink like wax, and the other half was blackened and crumbling. Smoke came out of his head like his hair was still burning, but the worst part was his bulging eyes, which seemed desperate to fall out of their sockets as they watched me with anger. Hatred came off of him like heat. I fell back from the window, screaming at the top of my lungs. All my friends woke up thinking I had a nightmare, but they found me crouched on the floor with my face staring at the window in horror. By the time everyone saw the window, the man had vanished. The smell of smoke lingered, which was enough to keep me awake the entire night. The next morning, I told Lucy and Brian about what I had seen, and I expected them to either laugh or roll their eyes, but they didn't. They just stopped talking.
"I thought I smelled something too,"
Lucy said in a low voice. We told the nurse at the camp everything. She said it was just first week jitters, or maybe a bad dream. But I wasn't making it up. The face, the smoke, the rage, it was all imprinted in my memory forever. I begged my mom and dad to come get me. They thought I was overreacting, but they came 2 days later and took me home. I haven't been back to Camp Nightshade Grove since, nor do I ever want to. I looked it up online a few months ago. There indeed was a fire, for real. The year was 1953. David Cray is the counselor. During a storm, a lantern fell on him while he was helping to build the cabins. The fire spread quickly. They found him too late, trapped inside what would later be called Ash Cabin. No one ever put it back together. They just let it go to waste. But they should have taken it down.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Certain things don't remain concealed, and some spirits would rather not be at peace. They want to get back at you.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.